Hey, I really appreciate you coming over. I know it was kind of a it's been a while. Yeah, no, things are good here. New job is working out pretty good, and I've had some time to think, and I know we didn't split on the best of terms, and I hope you don't mind if we talk about it a little. Thanks. You know I never meant to break up with you, right? Really? Well, it was just it was such a surprise. I didn't know that you were looking at quitting your job anyway. So when I said I had taken a new job and you told me that you were quitting and coming with me, I got scared. And yeah, I kind of freaked out and took off instead of trying to explain to you what. So I wanted to try and explain to you why I. You remember how things had kind of gotten a little dead at the end there, right? With me working basically every day, and I would come home and we'd cuddle for 20 minutes and kiss each other goodnight, and that was it. And I kept thinking about that trip that you went on when you were gone for that week. How much time we spent texting and calling each other and all that teasing and everything, and when you finally came home, like we couldn't keep our hands off each other. Anyway, when this position came up, and it was across town, I know that, but the reason I wanted it is 'cause it was actually less days of work. I know you hate the idea of me working 12-hour shifts and then having to come home and look after myself, but I was fine with that. 'Cause that would have given me these extra days off to spend with you, completely with you. Yeah, I guess he was part of it, but I didn't want to leave you. I thought it was going to be better for a relationship, and then when you, talked about quitting your job and following me, just feel like we did better when we didn't live together. You know, when those days that we spent together was because we just had the day to spend together. I mean, it was nice having you look after me, but and those some of the things that we could do because we were together. But some of it just ended up feeling routine. And I some of it lost its charm. And no, everything's fine with him. I mean, it's fine. It's all right. Do you know what one of my favorite things about you was? Is how much you like the tease. How I could just run my hand like this up the inside of your thigh and see your whole body tense up just a little bit. Or when we would cuddle on the couch and watch a movie or something, and I would just rest my hand on your crotch the whole time. Oh, I love that. It's, yeah, a bit of a power trip, I guess. He doesn't tease. He teases me a lot, but he doesn't respond to that. I kind of miss having that power, I guess. I miss all of the things that we used to do. Do you still watch that show? You know the one I'm talking about, the one that I never watched because I was always too busy on my knees. I told you it was a terrible show. The only reason you ever watched it was because I was sucking your cock. Well, have you kept watching it? I told you. And even with that cliffhanger, you still haven't. See? You have terrible taste in TV. But I miss that. It's weird talking about it, I guess. I mean, giving you a blowjob was always such a long, slow, sensual affair, and I could take my time, and I swear I still remember every little detail of your cock. My tongue has spent so much time on it. That vein up the bottom, the one that curls around a little, the way your frenulum meets the head, all those little pieces, I miss it. I don't know, he doesn't really do blowjobs, he's just such power person. I mean, he fucks my face, which is fine once in a while, but I miss those long, slow. You remember that time when you missed the one episode and decided that you should just watch them both back to back? My jaw was so sore after that. Oh, it was so worth it though. Oh. That's probably why you can tolerate that show, is you miss all of the plot holes because your attention is divided. I felt your cock twitch. You only half forgot that my hand was here, didn't you? How far behind are you now? In the show, I mean. Well, I've heard that one cliffhanger gets resolved pretty quickly. And I have Netflix if you... Oh, no. When I said I never meant to break up with you, even when I had started seeing him, the whole point of that was I still wanted to be with you. I guess we should have renegotiated the whole poly thing because I had been with you solo for so long, but you were my prime, and he was a side piece, and he still kind of is just a side. I know it doesn't make sense, and I sometimes have trouble trying to explain it myself, but yeah, I only see him once in a while, and even when I left, even when I moved out took the new job, I was hoping that, I was really hoping we'd be able to recapture that, you know, once a week time devoted to each other that we had, instead of where I was coming home exhausted every night and we didn't have time to do anything. I wanted those texts and phone calls. I've missed you a lot. And yeah, I've missed your cock. Anyway, if you want, if you're okay with it, I have Netflix. You could catch up on the show a little. He wouldn't mind, because he knows he's not my boyfriend, not really. Yeah, I love him. I love you too. Like, I just, after the fight, I'm sorry it took me so long to sort my head back out. Why not? I mean, if you want this to be the one last time, then you might as well finish watching your show, and if you want to come back next week. I've missed you a lot. Missed your cock. That was my whole plan. Really. I wasn't trying to move away to get away from you. I was trying to move away to get closer to you. I know it's weird, but well, come on. You might as well come sit on the couch and get comfortable. And I might as well get somewhere where I'm comfortable. Yeah, go ahead. You can start watching. And I'll start with my hands rubbing up the inside of your thighs. My fingertips dancing over the seam at your crotch. Well, how many episodes are you planning on watching? Because, if you're planning on... if you're planning on finishing the season, I might need to slow down more than usual. Well, I suppose I could just do what I do and you can see how long you hold out and see if you need to come back next week to keep watching. It's up to you. I'm just gonna stay down here and keep rubbing your legs and tease. Start undoing your fly. Well, you could take your pants off entirely, or I could just take out what I need. Whatever's more comfortable for you. I don't care either way. I want your cock. I've missed your cock. Is it still my cock? You know I don't mind if you find somebody new, right? I know you always needed a little more when I was busy, and if you find someone that you want to be with, just hopefully they let you still come over for a blowjob once in a while. I love how long it takes to get you warmed up. And starting soft is always, it's fun to feel the reaction in my mouth. It's fun to start sucking on this soft, inviting. And start feel it when I start to feel it get hard in my mouth. Feel it growing. I've missed this so much. Miss running my tongue from the base all the way up. I miss the way you twitch when I flick my tongue against your frenulum. I miss that little moan that you make when I tease the tip with my tongue. Just the tip of my tongue. That nice deep sigh when I let your cock just fall against my hand and I can pay attention. Into your two swollen balls. Oh, baby. When was the last time you got off? You feel so tense. Wasn't that the game when he said that phrase, deep throat? Of course I remember. Mostly because if I didn't, you usually had your hand on the back of my head. And you would very firmly remind me. Oh, that I never minded. Once in a while is fine. But you know how much I like to be in control of this. You know how much I like to take my sweet time tasting, teasing, licking. Even when I have your cock in my mouth, my tongue is still working, still exploring. Mapping out all of the things that I remember. You did always love it when I swirled my tongue around the head of your cock. What do you mean I look like I'm having fun? Don't sound so surprised. I've missed this so much. I'm sorry. I am so sorry that I ever let you go. I was talking to your cock, not you. kidding. You believe me, though. I just got stressed. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to end it altogether. Oh, an apology blowjob is cheaper than apology alcohol, isn't it? I just love the way your cock fits in my mouth, babe. Yeah, he's a bit longer and not as thick. It's just not as fun. I mean, I'm sure if I could get to know his cock the way I know yours, I'd learn, but all he wants is to fuck my face, and that's it. You know, I never had anyone enjoy blowjobs as much as you do. At least not the same way. Oh, shoot, I don't remember what it was for shots. Oh, that wasn't a gunshot? Okay. Are you sure? It sounded like a gunshot. See, I told you we should have wrote down the rules for the blowjob watching game, whatever it was. It's like drinking rules, except with your cock. And we should have wrote it down. Besides, you have to remind me because I can't see those steamy stares between the... Oh, Okay. I'm pretty sure we said ball sucking for the duration of the look. And then longer if I want. Well, I guess there is a side benefit to face fucking. I don't gag quite as much as I used to. Unless that's what you liked. Alright, so if the lead characters exchange the look, I suck on your balls. That quip is deep throat. There was more. I know there was more. Was gunshots the tip teasing thing? That? Maybe. Maybe we'll just have to make a whole new set of rules. Look up the drinking game and see. Oh, yeah. I remember that well. Anytime somebody lays hands on someone else like that, I get to squeeze your shaft. Why am I? Oh, the music changed. When the music changes, the episode is getting ready to finish up. I don't know, I always liked it when I could get you to finish right with the closing credits. Unless, if you did want to watch both. Unless, if you did want to watch more than one episode today. Oh, you had plans? That's fair. Oh, how soulful of a stare was that? Of course, I miss the taste of your cum. Ugh. Oh, that's right. If she gets the last word, yes, you get to come on my face. Unless I can finish you before the ending. No, I don't know how this episode ends. I told you I hate this show. This is the only reason. Pay attention at all. Please come for me. Please cut my leg off. Oh, you kind of spilled, so I guess it works both ways. Wait. Oh, up on my cheek. yeah, well, I have to wash my face later, I guess. Make sure I've got your cock all nice and cleaned off. Make sure there's no cum that just hasn't quite made it out. yeah, but you love it when I'm evil. I'll give you my schedule. Did you want to come over to your next time, or do you want me to come to your place? Well, it's only fair if you get to finish the season, right? I know you're so invested in these characters now. I've always loved you, babe. Are we good now? We can sort out the relationship part after, okay? Just promise me I still get to suck your cock once in a while.